23 now, 123 in Manitoba. Ag Review is coming up next. The Western Canadian Wheat Growers Association says the federal government is picking favorites, and prairie grain farmers aren't their first choice. The wheat growers say the Trudeau government has pledged over $4 billion to the supply-managed sector for trade concessions, but is dragging its heels on important trade disputes with China, India, Italy, Saudi Arabia, Peru, and Vietnam, all affecting grain growers. Stephen Vandervoort farms near Fort McLeod in southern Alberta and is vice president of the Western Canadian Wheat Growers. He says he's frustrated with what's been going on.
It all started with, with all the markets closing down from Saudi Arabia to Peru to the big ones in India, Italy, and then lastly China. And so we were saying that there's almost $4 billion of markets lost, and the solution from the government was to let us borrow more money. And yet, in the last couple of free trade agreements, CETA and North America, the new NAFTA, the supply management sector lost about 7% of a guaranteed market with guaranteed prices. And that's actually not even a loss. It's just allowing access to about 7% of the market. And they're receiving almost $4 billion of money, which people realize is under 10% of the agriculture in this country. It's $4 billion. And then... For our press release last week, they announced another $17 million for some research cluster, which I think the week before, I think $13 million was announced for all of grain and oil seeds. And so it's getting really, really frustrating that the government is essentially ignoring grain and oil seeds farmers, which is predominantly in the West. And we're just trying to bring light to that.
Stephen Vandervoort, he's vice president of the Western Canadian Wheat Growers Association. I asked him if he thinks the Trudeau government is playing political favorites.
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, if you judge a book by its cover, that's what you would for sure think that way. But I mean, how else do you explain? Basically, the supply management sector losing essentially very, very little to nothing, getting $4 billion. Where the grain and oilseeds are losing up to half of their markets, have lost 10 to 20% of the price, and yet all the answer to our issue is to borrow more money. And we said that from the beginning, like you literally dig yourself a bigger hole to borrow more money, and you can't even pay it back because some of the markets are shut down. Like take example DERM, the market's been shut down for almost 2 years. You can't even sell it. And then now you take canola in some places, there's no bids because there just isn't a market when you lose half of your exports into China with 40% of all exports. And yeah, okay, well, we'll just let you borrow more money. And it's very frustrating. And then another announcement, they just get more money for research. And it seems to be a tale of two industries inside of agriculture for sure.
Vandervoort says the Trudeau government has been dragging its feet on addressing the numerous issues facing prairie grain growers.
We wrote a letter to the minister in mid-June now, this is almost 6 weeks ago, and they haven't even responded. They didn't even send us a letter back, like not even a mock letter that's just set up to respond to those type of requests. And so we've heard nothing. There's no new ambassador to China. There's no new talks. There's nothing. Like, I don't think they're even dealing with the Italy situation at all. I don't know what they're doing about India, but... yeah, I mean, if you look at, they have an inexperienced minister, and so they're to bring her up to speed. Now they're all into election mode. So, yeah, it's very, very frustrating, and it just shows that there's just really no interest or thought put into ag from this government, and it's very disappointing. And on top of all that, the commissions haven't really been doing anything as well. I mean, just last week, they all sat in front of a photo op for a $13 million announcement for research, which was going to be announced anyways. And if it was me, they shouldn't even been entertaining that. It's irrelevant. It literally is irrelevant that $13 million won't allow them to do anything they couldn't have done before. And all it is letting the government off the hook saying, hey, we're doing something for ag, when they're really doing absolutely zero. And if you think that letting us borrow money for interest-free is an answer, I mean, that is literally making the problem worse. So I don't know. We're just very upset about it, and we feel like we're the only organization out there even bringing this to light. And I really hope that we can get everybody back on board and say, you know what, we're not going to put up with this.
Western Canadian Wheat Growers Association Vice President Stephen Vanderbock. He farms near Fort McLeod in southern Alberta.